speaker and a rabbi at DRS, and he's also the camp rabbi at Camp Dina, which is how I know him and how a bunch of people know him. And I've had the privilege of working with Rabbi Cohen for a few summers now and getting to know his family and having his daughters as my campers. It's been a great honor and zchus. So thank you so much, Rabbi Cohen. We're going to make you the spotlight for everyone. And I think we're ready. Thank you so much.
Okay, Rivka, thank you so much for the beautiful introduction. It's a zchus, a privilege and a pleasure to be back together with the Nashim Tzidkaniyos of Stern College, albeit in a different type of way. It's the first time I've given a shiur to Stern over Zoom, and I'm looking forward to Amir Tashem this year soon to hopefully you'll invite me back to give a shiur in person, Amir Tashem. But until then, at least we have this very special zchus. And it happens to be, it's also just very special to share words of Torah tonight, because today was my Hebrew birthday. And, you know, the Pasuk says that we all know, we're all very familiar in Shema, V'dibarta bam. You have to speak these words. And many explain bam is a reference to Torah, obviously. And beis is the first letter of Torah, Shebiksav, Bereishis bara elokim. And mem is the first letter of Torah Shebaal Peh, Me'emesai Korin HaShema. We should always be speaking those words, the words of Bam. And Bam in Gematria happens to be 42. So today was my 41st birthday. But if it was my 41st birthday, it means I'm entering into my 42nd year in this world. And the Mirtz Hashem, V'dibarta Bam, Hashem should give me the strength and the schus to continue to share words of Torah and words of Chizik, and to speak tonight and share words of Torah, therefore on a very personal level, is very special. And to try to understand and gain Chizik and Isoros from this upcoming week's Parsha's Vayera, which happens to be by Bar Mitzvah Sedra. And in it is of the most inspirational and fundamental Parshios of our religion. And that is the Parsha of Akedas Yitzchak. You know, not long ago, although it feels like a very long time ago, we were going through the Yamim Na'arayim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. And if you paid attention to your tefillos, there was a tremendous emphasis on Akedas Yitzchak. The shofar itself that we blow is brought down as a remez to the aisle, the ram, that ultimately was shechted by Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak is something we're zochet to have schusim from until today. We have to understand Akedas Yitzchak. And we have to live Akedas Yitzchak. And I want to talk about tonight really just one understanding, one pasuk. By Akedas Yitzchak, obviously we all understand this incredible test that we can't imagine how Avram was willing and able to pass such an nisayon. And the Torah tells us when he's willing and ready to shecht his son Yitzchak, and the Malach comes and tells him, don't shecht your son, al tishlach yadchal anar. The Pasuk says, ki ata yadati ki yara l'kim ata. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. Now I know you have yiras shemayim. Now I know that you're in awe of me, of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And we have to understand this pasuk. Now I know. Did you ever think about it? Here's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu already threw himself in a fire for God. Imagine, he threw himself in a fire because he believed in Hashem. Avram Avinu left his homeland. Lech lecha me'aretzcha me'aretzcha me'zivicha. Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim and his wife was taken hostage by the king from Paro. Avram Avinu went through many nisyonos. This is the 10th of the tests. He already went through 9 tests. Passed them all with flying colors. Ki ata yadati ki yorei l'kim ata. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. Only now? Like what? Really? Like think about it for a moment. What does one have to do to be considered a God-fearing individual? To have yiras shemayim? If I throw myself in a fire for Hashem, I'm not considered a Baal Yiras Shamayim. Throw myself in a fire. Leave my homeland. Yes, it's true, there are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but it's my parents, it's my siblings, it's my life. Go to some land, I don't even know where I'm going. That's not Yiras Shamayim. Like, okay, it's true, there's no question that I can't see Yitzchak with Yiras Shamayim, but why is it? Ki ata yadati ki yare lekem ata. Only now I know you're a God-fearing man. What about up until now? And that doesn't bring us too much comfort. How can we be considered Baal Yiras Shamayim? And it's a goal of each and every one of us. After all, Chazal teaches, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mi Yiras Shamayim. Everything's in the hand of Hashem besides Yiras Shamayim. Mo Hashem L'kach HaShol Mimach, what does Hashem ask of you? Kiyam Liyira, but to have Yiras Shamayim, to have fear and awe of the Rabbonu Shalom. But it takes being willing to kill your 37-year-old son to be considered a Baal Yiras Shamayim? Really? What's going on? So I'll tell you what I believe. If you analyze the tests leading up to this 10th test, every single one, and we'll go through the few that we know about. Again, there are different Rishonim who have a different cheshbon, a different calculation of what the tests were. But every single one of them was something that, at the very least, Avram understood why he had to do it. And in fact, you could even argue some of them he did want to do. Lech lecha me'artecha, leave your homeland. Hashem told him, if you stay there, you're not going to have children, you're not going to have money, you're not going to have a family, you're not going to have a future, but if you leave, I'm going to make you into a great nation, you're going to lead the world, you're going to become the leader of the world. It's a no-brainer. Even throwing himself into a fire by Nimrod, in the Kivshan Ha'esh, even that, Avram came to that understanding on his own. I can't serve an idol. What value of life do I have if I'm going to give over my life to some inanimate object? He on his own understood it's worth giving up your life for that. It doesn't mean he was singing and dancing into the fire, but at least he understood why he had to do it. It made sense. He had to go down to Mitzrayim because there was a famine, I have to have food. Okay, my beautiful wife was taken, I don't want that, but I understand why that would happen. After all, he even foreshadowed it by telling Sarah to say, you're my sister. Everyone he could have understood. He did understand. And perhaps even wanted to do. And therefore we could suggest, when one wants to do something, and one at the very least even understands why you have to do it, then that could be done out of ahava, out of love. I want to do this for you. I want to do this because I know it's right. I could connect to that. I could feel that. I could love doing that. It's meaningful to me. It's purposeful to me. It lifts up my own personal life. It's ahava. Even simcha to some degree. And simcha doesn't just mean I'm dancing and singing like at a chasna. Simcha means I'm content. It makes sense. I'm cool. It's good. It's good. But comes along Akedas Yitzchak. Comes along Akedas Yitzchak. And Akedas Yitzchak made absolutely no sense. Avram Avinu was the one preaching to the world monotheism. And one of the things he was preaching at the time, one of the ways of idol worship, one of the ways of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, was killing their children for the Avodah Zarah. He preached against that. He said that's crazy. And now he himself is going to do it? He himself is going to do that? He totally uproots who he was in the world. And not only that, just on a simple level. People don't realize, because when we're young and we're in elementary school and we learn Parsha, and sometimes, unfortunately, we stick with those feelings and emotions and connection to Parsha. You know, Yitzchak was not a little 5-6-year-old boy. I asked someone tonight, I was learning with somebody, is how old do you think Yitzchak was? And the individual said 13. He said he wasn't even 13. Yitzchak was 37. Yitzchak was a man. And Yitzchak was ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha zara. It was promised to Avram he'd be the leader of a nation. And then, I'm going to go kill that son? Which uproots the whole promise that was given to me? It goes against everything Avram believed in. It made absolutely no sense. He didn't want to do it. How could anybody want to kill your son? But remember, this is a son that he waited 100 years for. You know, I don't know how many of us could even understand what it is to wait for a child. Unfortunately, there are those. It's very, very difficult when one has to deal with, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a nisayon of fertility issues. It's one of the most difficult nisyonos a person has. It's a tremendous challenge. Imagine the challenge of 99 years, 100 years. Can't imagine. None of us could imagine. Waiting for a child with Sarah. Okay, he had his child with Hagar. This is a shivcha. That's not what he was looking forward to. A Yishmael wasn't what he wanted. And now he has a child and Hashem says, now kill him. We're like, really? Again, he didn't want to. He didn't understand why he had to. There's only one thing and one thing alone that can bring Avram to be Mekayim this Nisayon. And that's the ultimate Yiras Shemayim. The highest level of Yiras Shemayim. And that Yiras Shemayim, Yira does not mean fear. We misunderstand. Fear of God and fear of sin is a very low level of Yira. Yiras Shemayim is awe. It's an understanding to say that God is Ein Sof. God is much bigger than me. God understands and has calculations that are way above my mindset and my potential of understanding. Hashem's orchestrating everything in this world. And if Hashem, that Ribbono Shelolam, wants me to do this, even though I don't want to, it's MS, it's right. And I'm going to do it. You know, there's different concepts in this world. There's something called MS and Sheker, and something called Tov Vera. Tov Vera, good and bad, is subjective reality. I believe something's good. You might believe it's bad. We might have different approaches to that. Listen, we're in the middle right now of a world of confusion in our country. And there are people, and we're not going to talk politically tonight on any level, but there are people who believe Donald Trump is good. There are people who believe Donald Trump is bad. There are people who believe Joe Biden is good. There are people who believe Joe Biden is bad. Now again, we might believe we know the truth, but ultimately, that's a subjective opinion. That's subjectivity. That's tov vera. Good and bad. When a bee comes in your sukkah during sukkahs, and you're like mamish pachad noir, you're afraid and fearful of that bee, and your brother goes and kills the bee, so you say, ah, oh, that was good, that was awesome. Toiv, amazing, great. That bee's mother is very, very sad. The queen bee is very sad, the queen bee is crying. So the same act, dependent on your perspective, to some would be good, to some would be bad. That's tovera. It's just my subjective reality. Emes v'sheker is objective truth. It's what's right. I might see it as bad, but it's emes. Baruch dayan emes, we say. When someone passes away, I'm not happy about it. I don't want it. I'm very upset. I'm miserable. But it's emes. It's right. It's what Hashem wanted. It's what this world needs somehow. Baruch dayan emes. And Hashem, and that's Yiras Shemayim. That's not Ava necessarily. Ava, I understand and I want. It's Yira. It's the highest level. It's Yira Shemayim. It's awe. It's saying, Hashem knows better than I. And therefore I do. And that was Akedas Yitzchak. Ki ato yudati ki yori elakim ato. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. Until now you did a lot for me. And I'm so thankful, Hashem says to Avram. You've been incredible. 9 nisyonos. Difficult nisyonos that a lot of people would not have been able to do. But ultimately, those were all potentially ahava. You understood them. They made sense. You even enjoyed some of them. To kill your son? Ki ata yadati kerei el kemata. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. And that's why it's specifically Akedas Yitzchak that we have so many zchusim, because it's the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem. And it's what each and every one of us needs to be yearning for in our relationship with Hashem. That Bein Adam L'Makom, on the highest of levels, is Yiras Shemayim. Yeah, and Be'ezus Hashem, none of us will ever be tested in the way that Avram was. But we have our own tests in life. We have our own challenges at times in our avodas Hashem, when we're asked to do something that I don't want to do, that I wouldn't like to do. But I'm going to do it anyways because I know it's emes, I know it's ratzon Hashem, I know it's what Hashem wants. That's our Akedas Yitzchak. That's my personal Akedas Yitzchak. Yiras Shemayim. I'll share a story. I had somebody I was very, very close to. This goes back many years ago. He was a young man. And because of his circumstance, he happened to be a Kayin. He was dating a young woman. And he very much liked this young woman. They were dating for a very long time. He would have liked, at some point, he was thinking of marrying this woman. And he came to the realization, for various reasons, that it was usur for him to marry this woman. Kohanim have various halachos of people they are not allowed to be marrying. And this was a woman that he was not allowed to be marrying. It was usur for him to marry this woman. But this young man, he was from, but not on a level where his Yiras Shamayim was where it should be at first. And ultimately he said, I'm marrying this girl. I don't care. I love her. And his Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael was trying to convince, he was in Eretz Yisrael at the time learning, and he was trying to convince him, and it also took him, this is years ago, took him to even to Rav Al Yashiv. The God of Ahadar, and Rav Al Yashiv told him it's Oster to marry this girl. And then I was trying to work on it. He was trying to work on it to no avail. His Rebbe from Yisrael came to America in January, years ago, I remember. And he said, and we met with him, and he said to me, I want you to know, we tried everything. We should feel we tried. Obviously, we could daven still, but he's going to marry this girl. A week later, I went to Eretz Yisrael. And I met with, amongst others, Rabbi David Abu Chazera. Rabbi David Abu Chazera is, in my eyes, the biggest mekubel in the world. A very big tzaddik. I share many stories that I've personally had with him. And I was with Rabbi David, and I told Rabbi David the situation. And I remember like yesterday, he takes this boy's name, and he starts quoting psukim with the Rashi Tevos of his name, and a whole thing, and then he looks at me, and it's all in Hebrew, but I'll share it in English. He says, don't worry, everything's going to be fine very soon. That's what he said. Now, I've gone to many gedolim over the last year before that for brachas. Nobody ever said such a thing to me. He says, don't worry, everything's going to be fine soon. I couldn't believe it. That was on a Thursday. 1 week later, I get a call from the boy's father. We have to have a sudas hoda. He broke up with the girl. The week before, the boy's Rebbe von Yisrael said, there's nothing, no chance, he's marrying her. And here we are, 2 weeks after that, he breaks up with her. Out of nowhere also, everything was going great. It was very strange. This young man is happily married now, with children, Shomer Torah mitzvahs on the highest of levels. He wanted to marry her. He loved her in his eyes. But it was usur. And he finally took him a long time till he got to the point to say, it might be in my eyes raw to break up, it might not be bad, but it's emes. This is not good for me somehow. This is not what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. And sometimes we're in predicaments like that. And that's how strong our relationship has to be with the Rabbanu Shalom. That no matter what he asks of me, I'm going to be one with Hashem. Even when it's hard, even when it's difficult, even when it's not what I want. Even when I'd rather be dressing in a different way. And I'd rather be a little bit lazier and be sleeping and not. It's what Hashem wants. That's Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is so deep. It's when I'm one with Hashem. I want to read you the Lashon of the Maral. This is a Maral in Tzferes Yisrael Perek Yud. When he talks about what Yiras Shamayim is, compared to just Ava. And Ava is a very high level. On some levels, some Ava is higher than Yira. But listen to what he says. Kimi sheyesh bo Yiras Shamayim hu dovek legamri bo. Someone who has Yiras Shamayim is fully clinging to Hashem. Lokena Ava, love is not that strong. Avkiu Davik Bois Baruch, even though he is, you could cling to someone when you love them, but not Ligamri, not completely. In machshav atma ki le'en lo metzias. When you love, it's not that you have no metzias, that you have nothing to you, that you're completely nullified in existence with Hashem. You're something and Hashem something. But you're clinging. You love Him. Rakshu mischaber love. You're attached to Him. K'mo shnei ohavim shemischaber lozeh. Like two people in love that are attached to each other. What do two people in love do? They hug. You have a sibling you love, you have a child you love, you have a spouse you love, you have a friend that you love, you have a chibuk, and you're mischaber, you hug. And when you hug, you become one. But would anyone see, when you see two people hugging, when you ever say they are one, they're not one, meaning they still are going to disconnect. They're two beings that are coming together for those moments as one, that their love brings them together. Avol ha'yira, but one has awe of Hashem. Mibnei ha'yira me'acher ein machshiv atzmo l'klum. That yira, that awe, makes it to the extent that I completely mevatel myself to that being. I am nothing with that being. That being is everything to me. U'mevatel mitziyasa. Etzel Hashem yisbarach. By Hashem. I'm nothing but my relationship with Hashem. So whatever Hashem wants for me, I'm going to do. I become one with Hashem, and one with His will, and one with everything that He is in my life. You know, the way I think about it, it's the difference. Again, two people in love can come together and hug, but again, they're two separate beings. But when a flower is connected to the ground, it's a much stronger connection. A flower connected to the ground is one. Oh, one is the flower, one is the ground, but it becomes one. Imamish becomes one. If you pluck the flower off, out of the ground, it's dead. That flower cannot have its sustenance, its life. It's one with the ground. Yira means I'm one with Hashem. I'm mevatel myself completely to Hashem. That's Akedas Yitzchak. And that's what our Avodas Hashem has to be. There's a Yalkut Ruveni that says something incredible. Where did Akedas Yitzchak take place? It took place, as you all know, on Har Abayis, Har HaMoriah, where one day the Beis HaMikdash stood afterwards. But this was the first big occurrence of any Jew on Akedas Yitzchak. The Yalkut Ruveni said, by Kabbalah HaTorah, which we all know happened on Har Sinai in the desert, Hashem lifted up Har Habayis, Har HaMoriah, and brought it to Kabbalah HaTorah. Now, by the way, at that point, Har HaMoriah didn't have the Beis HaMikdash yet. What happened on Har HaMoriah so far, before Kabbalah HaTorah? Akedas Yitzchak. Hashem wanted that the Mokom, the place of Akedas Yitzchak, had to be present at Kabbalah HaTorah. Why? Because at Kabbalah HaTorah also, we said, Naseh, Vinishma. Nasa, I'm doing no matter what. Vinishma, then hopefully I also understand. Hopefully I also want to do. Hopefully it will also make sense to me. But even if I don't have Nishma, even if it doesn't make sense, even if I don't understand, Nasa, I'm going to do. Nasa, Vinishma, those famous words. Where's the Koach come from? It comes from Akedas Yitzchak. It comes from an Avram Avinu. Each and every one of us. That even if it's distance from us, even if we don't want, we still see Hashem and we do. Those are the words as well in Akedas Yitzchak. Vayares hamako merachok. Vayares hamako merachok. He saw the place from a distance. That distance is when we don't feel it. The distance in our avodas Hashem is when I'm disconnected. When I'm not feeling up to learning. I'm not feeling up to davening. I'm not feeling that I want to dress in a particular way. I'm just not feeling something. Or something's asked of me to do and I have so many other things to do. The last thing I want to do is add whatever you want to place in that blank. Merachok. But v'yaret ha-makom merachok. Makom is one of the names of Hashem. I still saw Hashem and I'm going to do it. V'yaret ha-makom merachok. Is Gematria 1,157, exactly Gematria, Asara Nisyonos. Asara Nisyonos. Asara Nisyonos, the 10 tests. Asara Nisyonos, the 10 tests of Avram. Those 10 tests was ultimately to this culmination of a Yaris HaMakom Merachok. And that was brought to Kabbal Zatorah. That's what each and every one of us needed. We need to have that type of Avodas Hashem. Or even if it's Rachok, Vayaras HaMakom, I'm with you, Hashem, through thick and thin. How do we build that? Practically, how do we have that? How am I that consistent? How can I be a Yir Shemayim Dikiyid? Not just Ava. Ava is easier sometimes. When I want, when I enjoy, Shabbos Kodesh, to cook for Shabbos, to live Shabbos, Shabbos Suda, to daven a Kabbalah Shabbos, I'm up for that. I love that. That's awesome. You know, Yontiv, I'm all in on Yontiv. But daily, Avodas Hashem. Yiras Shemayim. In every circumstance, through thick and thin. Rabbi Nisham, I'm in it with you through thick and thin. How do we do that? How do we get to that level? So first of all, I want to tell you something. The first is just remember this. Remember Akedas Yitzchak. And remember that Avram was willing to shech the son for Hashem. And guess what? That became part of our chemical makeup. We have part and parcel of Avram within us. That means I can as well. I can pass my Akedas Yitzchak. The Tanit of Elio in Perikav Hei says, one is supposed to say, Matai Yagia Masai L'Masai Avasai, when will my actions reach the actions of my forefathers? I'm supposed to really yearn to be like Avram Avinu, like Sari Menu? And the answer is yes, because we have them within us. They already paved the way. We just have to walk the walk. So we remember Akedas Yitzchak and believe we have it within us, each and every one of us. We have it within us to be that type of person, to be a Yir Shemayim Dekiyid, each and every one of us. This should be our holy grail. You know, I'll tell you a little story I was thinking about this week. Some of you I might have shared this story with before. I have my holy grail of chesed in my life. That which I think about and look at to remind me what type of person I'm supposed to be. It's a book. Probably have it. We're on Zoom, I probably have. Here, I'll show the book. We'll get the book. It's this book. This book. This is a book, Holy Brother. This book, Holy Brother. If you haven't read this book, I suggest you go on Amazon tonight and get it. And read it this Shabbos. Don't wait another minute. Because it will change your life. And I don't know how many books I could tell you in life that will... I guarantee. If not, call me and I'll pay you back for the book. Okay? Most of you have my number or spread it. Anyone who gets this and doesn't change their life, call me. The book's on me. If you want the book to be on me, it'll be on me anyways because I'd like a tzchus in changing your life. So either way, if it does change your life, you can call me. I'll pay. That's your choice. But if you don't, please call me. I'll pay for it. Please go get it. This past week was the yard site of Reb Shlomo Carbach. And this book are all stories about his life. Life-altering. And that's my holy grail in chesed. It's amazing how I came to that book, by the way. Okay, you know, just a story. A little bit of a, not a little, a very sad story, unfortunately. But we see how Hashem always puts us in places and we have to find the good in it. Many years ago, this goes back 18, 19 years ago, it was the first Shabbos ever in my life that I split up from my wife for Shabbos. I had an ufruf of a very close friend. And my wife had a bar mitzvah of a very close family friend, and we decided it made sense for us to split up. And I went to, it was in Spring Valley near Muncie for Shabbos, and she went to Brooklyn, whatever it was. I'm there for Shabbos, and Friday night was beautiful, Shabbos morning was beautiful, Shabbos day, the lunch, after the Suda. So I was put up to stay in a house where the people were away for Shabbos, together with like 7, 8 of my friends. And I had a broad group of friends. This was a little bit of friends that weren't holding in the same place as me necessarily, ashkafically, but it was all good. I love all Jews, it's good. And the friend who was a chassan walked me back. I stayed with him a little later talking, and we walked back to the house. All the guys were back there already. It was October time, and I walk into the house, and it was a very sad scene. It was Shabbos afternoon, and there was a New York Yankees playoff game going on. And the guys were all sitting around watching the game. It was very sad for me to see, just to see these guys, but okay, it is what it is. But I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do? I'm in this community, I don't even know where anywhere else to go. I'm stuck in this house, I'm obviously not watching the game, what do I do? So I quickly make like a beeline and just go up the steps to the room where I was sleeping. And just close the door. But now I'm stuck in this room. I wasn't really tired, I didn't want to lay down, and what am I going to do now? And I look around and I find, I don't know where I find this book on a shelf. I never saw this book before. I never read this book before. I never heard of this book before. And I literally for the next 2 hours just read more than half of this book. And it changed my life forever because I read these stories of Shlomo Carbach and what type of person he was and how he would give of himself and completely nullify himself for others in chesed. And I still, till today, this was 18 years ago, I mean, I've read it probably 5 times since, but I still, till today, find myself doing things because of this book, because I think to myself, Reb Shlomo would have done this, I have to do this. I still, it's incredible. It's incredible, it's a must read. So that's my holy grail in chesed, and it's been this guide for me, and this role model for me, elevating my life. I could be much more, I'm always working on it, but Akedas Yitzchak could be that for us in Bein Adam L'Makom. Akedas Yitzchak has to be our holy grail. When I need a pick-me-up and a little chizik, when I don't really want to do it right now, I don't really want to, you know, remember Akedas Yitzchak. What was Avram willing to do for Hashem? How could I not? And that's part of me, and believe in that. That's one way. But there's one other way. The Yiras Shemayim, actually, I believe strongly, does stem from Avas Hashem. To have true, deep awe of Hashem, and be willing to be consistent and be one with Hashem, I need to first develop unconditional love for Hashem. And if I have unconditional love for Hashem that goes so strong and through, then I will build the Yiras Hashem. And the Maral actually says this as well in Pirkei Avos. On the words, the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, "Vimora Shemayim Aleichem," you should have awe of Hashem upon you. The Maral says in his Sefer Derech Chaim, "Ki ikar av vayira yeshlam shoresh echad." Av and yira both have one shoresh, one root, one source. Ki tzorach adam shi'ahu av Hashem isparach v'yira mipanav. A person needs love and awe of Hashem. V'zeo shiroy adam. That's what's befitting every person. Vain roish the yira below ava, the ava below yira. You can't have one by itself. They synthesize with each other. They lead to each other. That ava builds the yira ultimately. If I truly loved Hashem on the highest of levels, I'd come to be in awe of Hashem, and I'd come to be one with Hashem. How do I build that love? Follow Avram Avinu as well. Just start looking around and opening up our eyes. Do we realize how much Hashem does for us? Do we realize that I wake up in the morning, I could see, I could hear, I could smell, I go, Baruch Hashem, if we could smell, we saw that all, that even is a chis, is a schus. What is chus? To focus on all that we have and all that Hashem does for us, how can we not love Hashem? And that love can build yira. You know, obviously there are things that are sometimes difficult in life, but the overwhelming majority is good. And I was by a chabura, by a big, very big tzaddik this week. I try to go every week by Rav Matzel Zilber, the Tzitzchiner Rebbe. Gives a small chabura, 10 of us, it's very, very special. And he says, why is it, if you focus and you pay attention, for the most part, if you watch the news, most of it, the large majority, is bad news. Most of the news is just awful things happening. Murders, robbery, assaults, terrorism, destruction, accidents. You know, you don't find on the news that today there were 5,000 cars that drove on Central Avenue that didn't get into an accident. But you'll find the one that got into an accident, you'll find on the news. What's pshat? Why is it? It's all bad news. Like, so we should really stay away from watching the news. It's because there's so much good, and most of the world and most of what's going on for us in our lives is good, and there's so much bracha that by definition, that's not news. That's the norm. When something is not good, that's news, because that's not the norm. And we have to start focusing on that. We have to start realizing that. We have to start looking into our lives and daily be thankful for what we do have. Focus on all the good, which is the overwhelming majority of our lives. How so? Focus on our brachas. Every time I make a bracha, I'm thanking Hashem for something in my life. Focus on Modani. Thank you, Hashem, for just giving me back life in the morning. And focus on all that Hashem does for us, and we'll build this unconditional Ahava that will lead to Yira on a level of Akedas Yitzchak. That will lead to this unwavering relationship with Hashem through the unconditional love for the one above. And by the way, Avraham Avinu had that Ahava. He didn't just prove it the first 9. He even had that Ahava, and could I say Simcha, as he performed Akedas Yitzchak. Yes, it was Kiyat Yidati Yori L'Kimata. It was Yira, but it was also full of Ahava and Simcha for Hashem. What's the proof? Tell you the proof. It's a Shem Yishmuel. This is an incredible Torah. If all you walk away with is this Torah, I think it was worth being together tonight. Just this Torah. Hopefully it was all worth it. There's a lot. There's mamish everything with Hashem, Yir Shemayim, but this Torah is one of my favorite Torahs in the whole world. The Rambam says, and others, it's based on the Gemara, that a Navi can only receive prophecy. A Navi can only receive prophecy if he's in a state of simcha. If he's in a state of happiness, a state of joy. Ein shchina shruya ela mitoch simcha. The shchina only resides if you're besimcha. So you could imagine like this. Avraham Avinu he's 137, living, he's got his nice son, everything's good in his life, he's got Sari Menu, and Hashem comes to him out of nowhere, Kachnas binchas yechidcha akez yitzchok. Now before that, he obviously had no reason not to be, he was besimcha. So he received that nevuah, he was able to receive the nevuah of shechting his son. And then he goes, and he starts journeying, and he gets there, and he's about to shecht his son. And you know what happens? He gets another nevuah. And what's the other nevuah? Al tishlach yodcha lanar. Va'al tas lo muma. Don't shecht your son. Zok v'shem Yishmuel. He had to be besimcha at that moment. He had to be besimcha and have ava as well when he was shechti, when he was about to shecht Yitzchak. And how do I know? If not, he couldn't receive the nevuah not to shecht his son. It's only because he was willing to do it besimcha that he even got the nevuah to save his son. Because if he had no ava, no simcha at this moment, he couldn't receive prophecy, and he would have had to kill his son. Only because he was doing it out of simcha. And what does that? What does that mean? It doesn't mean he could have been crying. It doesn't mean that he was dancing and singing some Mordechai Shapiro song. It doesn't mean that's not what the simcha here means. Simcha means he was so content and so one with Hashem and so understood that whatever Hashem tells me to do is best for me that I could even do this besimcha. I'm good. And ultimately, that leads to kiyata yodati kiyori lekemata. That's one with your shemayim, because the ultimate your shemayim is that same awe that each and every one of us needs to have. And that's what Hashem's waiting for each and every one of us. I'll share one other gematria. We said vayar es hamakom merachok is the goal. Even when you're rachok, even when you're so distant, to see vayar es hamakom, see Hashem, and serve Hashem. Es hamako merachok is 946. Exactly, gematria. Ikfisa de Mashiach. Ikfisa de Mashiach, the final generation prior to Mashiach, is es hamako merachok. When we can embody this lesson, when we can embody and live these words of Akedas Yitzchak, es hamako merachok, Es hamakom merachok. Even when it's so distant, I'm going to be one with you, Hashem, your Shemayim. That's when each and every one of us will be zoicha to greet Mashiach as well. Even when I don't want to, I serve Hashem. You know, I'll tell a quick story. There was years ago when Rav Yashiv was still alive, so this goes back many years. In Bnei Brak, there was a shtibel. And there was a boy who had his bar mitzvah scheduled. The father called the shtibel and put it on the, to get it on the calendar that he should lay in that Shabbos, the parsha. And they were excited. Little did he know, the gabbai messed up and he double booked that Shabbos. And he told another bar mitzvah boy about a few weeks later, you could also have that Shabbos. Double booked, neither of these bar mitzvah boys knows. They're both planning and learning and putting in a lot of effort to learn their parsha. That morning comes, each family still has no idea. They walk to shul, they get to shul, and they find out there's a big tumult. Both of these bar mitzvah boys are here. They both learned for months. They both learned the parsha. They both want a lane, but only one lane. There was only one room. They couldn't do it. So they decide, okay, we'll start to figure out how we could divvy up the aliyahs. You'll do half, you'll do half. One of the bar mitzvah boys goes over to the other bar mitzvah boy and says, I know how much you planned for this. I know how much you prepared for this. You could lane. And he let him lane. Imagine 13-year-old boy with such selflessness. Trust me, that's not what he wanted to do. He learned hard. He prepared hours upon hours, days upon days. His bar mitzvah, and he just gave it up like that. But he knew his emes. He knew his right. He knew that's what Hashem would want. Years later, he never laned his bar mitzvah parsha. He's about 18 years old, and his mother, unfortunately, was in the hospital in Shaarei Tzedek. And he spent Shabbos in the hospital, and he found out Rav Yashiv was also in the hospital that Shabbos. And he found out Rav Yashiv was going to have a Shabbos morning minyan in his room, and he was going to go be part of it. And at least a little nechami could be daven with the Gadol Hadar. And he goes to daven, and they're up to laning, and they say, who could lane? Could anyone here lane? And it was his bar mitzvah parsha that he never laned before. But he knew it, he remembered it, because he prepared so much. And he said, I could lane. And he laned beautifully, flawlessly. Rav Yashiv called him over after. And he said, how do you know the bar mitzvah? How do you know the parsha well? And he tells him the story. And Rav Yashiv is so taken aback by this story. He couldn't believe that a boy would do that for another boy. And it's the first time he's laning. And he says, he calls over his doctor. He says, do me a favor. You know, this boy's mother's in the hospital also. Can you check her out for me? Rav Yashiv had a top doctor flown in from California. For himself, he asked him, could you go check out this woman as well? He goes and checks out that woman and found out that they were giving her the complete wrong medication. They misdiagnosed. If she continued, she would have lived probably 2 or 3 more days and that would have been it. And he saved her life. How'd that all happen? Because he gave up his bar mitzvah sedra. Not because he had an ava to do that, but he knew that's what Hashem would want. It's emes. Ratzon. Hashem. And that's each and every one of us. Es hamako merachok. Es hamako merachok. Mayar es hamako merachok. We have to see and know Hashem is with us every moment. And no matter what is going on in our lives, and even during these past 6, 8, I lost count already. The world's been so crazy, such confusion. Mayar es Hashem, we can't give, don't ever be messiahish, don't start to give up. It's going to get better. It's just a matter of when. It is good already. But it's even the protocol and everything we go through, it's going to get better. We're going to be together with Shiurim in person. I'm looking forward. Rivka, I'm looking forward in person. Okay, usually in past years, I think I only, most years, if not all years, spoke only once during the year to Stern College. But this year, I never would ask to. I don't ask to speak in places. People want me to speak. But here I'm asking to speak because we have to speak. This is only a prerequisite. This is only preparation. This is only achana for learning together in person. Okay, you got it, Rivka? Don't forget. Mir Tashem, it's going to be. When? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be next month or it's going to be February or March. It's going to be Mir Tashem. Mir Tashem. But as whatever we go through in this world and whatever we go through in life, globally, individually, but look at Kedis Yitzchak. Remember, that's your Shemayim. Even when I don't want to, even when it makes no sense, I serve the Ribbono Shel. I'm a Bas Melech. And that can come from our tremendous Ava. That yira flows from our ahava, that simcha to know, look, everything Hashem does for me. And that brought Avram to be mekayim this besimcha to save Yitzchak Avinu. It brought this boy to give over his bar mitzvah barsha to ultimately save his mother. Imagine this chusim we can get. Zemir Tashem, each and every one of us should be inspired by a kedus Yitzchak Zakva Mishabas. Live a life of a kedus Yitzchak, a life of Yerushalayim, a life of unconditional love for Hashem. And then that chus will be zoicha es hamakom rechok kamatre ikvus of the Mashiacha shemamish biyikvum of the Mashiacha. B'zoyich had a great Mashiach Zekeinu, b'mhera b'yameinu. Everyone should have a beautiful, wonderful night, and hopefully we'll continue to learn together, b'kar of mamish in person. All the best, everybody.